The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. In a way, we're at an advantage in the Northern Hemisphere at this time of year. Our nights have grown darker. Winter solstice, just a few days ago. The longest night of the year. We look forward to brighter days ahead. Of course, Isaiah is talking about spiritual darkness. The darkness of sin, evil, and death. And that too does not take much imagination. Every day there is news of violence, the tragic loss of life, more and more revelations of the abuse of power, injustice, the ravages of poverty, not just here in Chicago, but across the country and all around the world. But tonight, we see a great light. The light of Christ is born in Bethlehem. The light shines through deep darkness, Isaiah reminds us. And darkness, as John tells us, will not overcome the light. Darkness cannot be heaped on light. Light always disperses darkness. The light of Christ always overcomes deep darkness. And this light is for you, and it's for me. The light overcomes darkness and comes into the world through this Christ child. He will grow up and say of himself, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And nowhere else, it seems, do we see these bright beams and rays of light than we do in these titles that Isaiah gives to this Christ child. For a child has been born for us. A son is given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Can you hear Handel's Messiah? He is named Wonderful Counselor. Jesus is a rabbi, a teacher, explaining the true meaning of Scripture, lifting us out of shame and guilt into the light of his grace. He will tell parables, the best stories the world has heard, to set us on the right path. His teaching will perplex the scholars, the scribes and Pharisees. His counsel will instruct us in the true meaning of the law. He will show us what it means to truly love God and to truly love our neighbor as he teaches in showing how he loves us. He is wonderful because he fills us with the wonder of the gospel, the good news of the eternal God who takes on flesh, humanity, stepping down from his throne in heaven at the right hand of God to be born in a stable, a manger. How wonderful is that? He comes as a baby wrapped up as our Christmas gift in swaddling cloth in a manger. He is Wonderful Counselor. He is Mighty God. He does great things for us. He heals diseases. He gives sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, speech to the mute. He makes people walk again. He helps people walk for the first time. He is Mighty God who goes to the cross, not out of weakness, but in the strength of his character and the joy set before him. He overcomes sin, death, and evil, this mighty God. And he lays his life down on the cross for his friends. He rises again from the dead and gives us the assurance of forgiveness and eternal life. Mighty God strengthens us. He's wonderful counselor, mighty God. He is everlasting Father. Jesus said, I and the Father are one. Jesus and the Father are one in substance and nature, one in purpose, one in mission. Jesus comes into the world to make all things new. And he comes and does this for us. We who are fatherless. We who have been left as orphans. He comes to bring us into the family of God. In his baptism, we're adopted as royal daughters and sons. And we bear the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We are now children of God and heirs with him of eternal life. He's wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father. He is Prince of Peace. He comes to extend his reign of peace. He comes to expand the kingdom in our hearts and in this beautiful and broken world. He comes to rule by the strength of his forgiveness. He reconciles us with the Father, and in him we have peace with God. The King of Peace tears down walls and he builds bridges. He overcomes hostility and the obstacles that divide us and brings us to live in peace with one another. He's the Prince of Peace who heals those old emotional wounds. He restores broken relationships. He fills us with love for him and for one another. In his kingdom of peace, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. We are all one in him, reconciled beautifully in the body of Christ. We're united together under this banner of the King of Peace, true peace and reconciliation and harmony. He is wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father. He is Prince of Peace for you, for me. He's all these things for our good, our hope, and our eternal well-being. He is, to put it very simply, for us. For a child has been born for us. A son is given to us. This is the great gift that keeps giving throughout the year in our lives to the end of all humanity. This child who comes wrapped up in swaddling bands of cloth. Isaiah gives us this beautiful picture and vision of who Jesus is. Unwraps God's gift for us with these beautiful titles of the newborn king. And so we get to live a lifetime continuing to unwrap the mystery, the beauty, and the majesty of God's gift. Wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. To you this night is born a child, of Mary, chosen virgin mild. This little child of lowly birth shall be the joy of all the earth. Ah, dearest holy child, prepare a bed soft, undefiled, a quiet chamber set apart for you to dwell within my heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.